Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, the southern border is wide open. We are on pace to accept almost 3 million illegal immigrants in the calendar year 2021. This is an invasion. This is a population replacement. This is a collapse the United States of America strategy. Most of these people coming in would not legitimately qualify for asylum. They're coming here because it's a free ride, it's a free ticket, and party on, baby. So our crew with Alex Jones is back down at the southern border. Here is just some of the reports that they are filing.
Tell us about this, Jim.
So we're approaching the border wall, and we were here last week. The gates were wide open. No Border Patrol vehicles here. Today we're seeing the same thing again. This border wall is actually about a half mile inside U.S. territory, but it is supposed to be the final barrier that makes it difficult for illegals to cross. And every time you come out here, the gates are literally just wide open, completely wide open, with no Border Patrol or law enforcement or any kind of agency that's going to stop these illegals from coming across. And we saw it last week. We're seeing it again today. It's continuing on. Under the Biden administration, we now literally have a wide open U.S. border policy.
But then it says no trespass. Keep going here.
Right. So Americans are not allowed to come in here, okay, supposedly. Even though this is U.S. property, we're not allowed to come in here. They tell us no trespassing. Again, we're about a half a mile from the actual river from the border. If you look down there in that tree line where that dike is, the river is just on the other side of that dike. But so now, illegals that are crossing across the river at night, they come across this farmland. This border wall is supposed to be what stops them. And it's wide open. As you can see, you don't see any Border Patrol presence here at all. Zero. This is the wide open border policy of the Biden administration. The wall and the border that Trump tried so hard to finish and close to protect America is now wide open.
And we have a guy that stole the election telling people rush the U.S. border and now congratulating the coyotes on the smuggling yesterday.
So if you'd like, we can go along this border wall. I'll show you more open gates, again, with no Border Patrol presence, no law enforcement presence.
So just more of what we captured and witnessed last week. And really, we don't even know the actual numbers. I mean, we know the numbers that we have on record, 171 illegal border crossings in March of 2021. That's just on record. We don't know how many people crossed without running to Border Patrol or being caught by Border Patrol. These are numbers that are not on the books. Border Patrol has said it's as many as 1,000 illegal crossings a day that don't even make the books. So what's the plan? Who's funding all of this? Who's facilitating all this? Who's promoting and organizing? What's the plan once they get here? Most of them can't even speak English. Most of them have no prospects. Well, see, you're asking these questions thinking logically, trying to figure out how to solve problems. The real agenda here is to create problems. The real agenda here is to collapse the United States. The real agenda here is to set a precedent that there is no border, there is no such thing as illegal immigration. You bigot. You racist. So you say, well, what's the plan? Well, that is the plan. There is no plan. Chaos is the plan. Destabilization is the plan. Collapse is the plan. So we're going to be having more from Alex Jones coming up today on the Alex Jones Show from the southern border. We also have all kinds of breaking news, the latest on COVID. The world isn't afraid
of the fake pandemic anymore. And so now they're running new fear-mongering campaigns and other lies from the Democrat Party and their media cohorts as well.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
South International Boulevard and Rio Grande, right here in South Texas on the Texas-Mexico border, and this is a giant illegal facility being massively expanded by Joe Biden, the puppet president, who said, once I'm in office, immediately surge the United States. And now children, many of them kidnapped, it's on record, even Senate reports, are being smuggled and given to the Democratic Party. So they come across the border. They're taken here by buses by the Border Patrol that's now being ordered by Biden to engage in this crime with them, aid and abet. They then bring them to this facility for a few days, prepare them, and then, look right here, here come the buses. They don't want us getting this.
Let's go. Get across the street.
Hey, you're running criminal activity. No. Don't you do your color of law with us, buddy boy. This is not private property. This is a right-of-way. And you're smuggling children. You don't try your color of law with me. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
This is illegal. This is illegal, and you're outside your jurisdiction. You are a fraud. You're a security guard and a liar. Those are kidnapped children and families illegally being smuggled to the United States. Don't you try your security guard stuff with us. We know you're trying to destroy this country. We're here to stop you. You and your boss Biden that said, rush the border, collapse this country. Our reporters were out here a few days ago, and you told them they can't be here. Those are power poles. Those are right-of-ways that the taxpayers pay for. We have right to ride horses down this, to walk down this, do whatever we want right here. You're putting these barriers up right here. This right here violates state and federal law. This is an illegal encumbrance, like everything else you're doing. Everything you do is a goddamn crime. And just because you come and wave your finger at us doesn't make you the boss. This is what you call color of law, just like they're doing smuggling these children in here. This whole thing's a goddamn fraud. All of this is taxpayer paid for. All of this is a giant criminal fraud. All of this. Stay out of my space, buddy.
I'm out of here.
You're already over here with your color of law, unlawfully trying to tell us we can't be right over there.
Why is the
And this whole thing is illegal to begin with. You all should be citizen arrested for what you're doing. Shame on you, aiding and abetting child trafficking. You're destroying this country. Go ahead and wear your two masks. You're a slave. All of you are pathetic. unbelievable, un-American garbage. All these people are signed on to criminal activity with smuggling of children illegally, massively expanding this facility, part of the United Nations program to collapse our border. And just a week ago, this was packed with media. Now there's no one here because we're just supposed to accept this giant crime. All color law garbage.
What are you guys so afraid of? Why are you guys afraid of the media? What are you trying to hide? Seriously. You know this kid's getting raped in there, right? I don't understand what you guys are trying to hide.
That's right. We've talked to the whistleblowers, who are good people inside, about the children being raped by the older children that are really adults with fake IDs, and being raped by some of the people that work here. And we know the FBI waived the law, which they can't do, to waive background checks so that sex predators can come get jobs and work in this illegal facility. This is a giant criminal fraud, giant sex trafficking operation.
What makes you guys think you have the authority to tell the media they can't be on public property?
Any media inquiry is good to...
Yeah, but on public property, I have to inquire you to be on public property?
Any media inquiry is good to...
On public property.
Megan Fleming.
So I have to inquire you, my First Amendment right to be on public property. You feel like you have the authority to tell me that?
All media inquiries go to Megan
On public property. You understand how you sound? I'm not trying to make you look dumb. It's just that I'm trying to get you to think about what you're doing.
And the reason we're pissed off is... We know the law. You've gotten away with every other major media organization being told they have to go across the street when this is a public right-of-way right here. And now you're building entrances that jut out into the road. That's an illegal little production there. It doesn't matter if your God, Biden, says it's okay. So I'm here seeing a giant facility, many kidnapped children inside there, smuggled children, being given fake passports, fake IDs, and traveled into the interior of the U.S. to Democratic Party crime syndicates. And I am ashamed to be an American that this giant criminal facility is operating in plain view, goddammit! Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Good morning.
Hey, can you bring you some water?
I'm good. I don't want
to. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Take care, guys.
Yes, what's your name?
There you go.
Sure. There you go. Can I give you more water?
What's your name?
Just for your fruit. Take care, guys. Thanks for being here.
All right. Looks like
you
just dropped out of the fruit box.
Take care.
Now talking to Alex.
Take care.
Thanks. There's the loving act of the folks here. Has the coyote smuggled? Yes, we got it. I want to do this.
I just have a question. Real quick.
They're so nice to us.
What? How come we're here to expose kids that are being raped in there, but we're told to go across the street when we're here to bring in some exposure to these migrants?
Thanks for being here.
That's your answer? Okay.
See, awesome. That's all a leftist PR deal. They told Senator Cruz. You're hurting their privacy. Smuggled children. We have videos of children crying for mommy. They're not with their mom. They've been grabbed by some man, grabbed by some woman. They're used to get into the country over and over again. This is on record. The Senate report found 5 years ago, Obama placed tens of thousands of children with smugglers, many of them sex smugglers. Trump tried to stop that. And now it's been started here again. Absolutely insane.
You know what's interesting, guys, is in this facility behind us, there are kids that have been trafficked. Biden called for a surge at the border. He literally is the welcome wagon.
I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come. I would change the order that the president just changed, saying women who were being beaten and abused could no longer claim that as a reason for asylum. And by the way, retrospectively, you know, the 25th anniversary of the Violence Against Women Act is up. The Republican Congress has not reauthorized it. Let's put pressure on them to pass the Violence Against Women Act now.
You didn't answer the question.
Well,
the president,
did
you make a mistake with those deportations?
The president did the best thing that was able to be done at the time.
How about you?
I'm the Vice President of the United States.
Secretary Castro.
Welcome, my fellow Americans. First and foremost, I want to thank you for choosing us believing that America is worthy of your aspirations. Every immigrant comes from America from different circumstances and for different reasons. But you all have one thing in common, courage. The courage it takes to sacrifice and make this journey. The courage to leave your homes, your lives, your loved ones, and come to a nation that is more than just a place, but rather an idea. An idea that where everyone is created equal and deserves to be treated equally. The idea that we have as a nation, and we can define America in one word, possibilities. Possibilities since its founding. That very idea has been nurtured, enriched, and advanced by the contributions, sacrifices, and dreams of immigrants like you and immigrants like my own ancestors from Ireland, like generations
possibilities,
of
except
Americans.
When they have a fake and pandemic today, to take away your civil liberties and rights. But
you're sure, possibilities.
I'm an American president. The title I'm most proud of, citizen of the United States of America.
But now that means anything. Now that means any country on earth. All you got to do is come across that southern border and they'll invite you into that facility. But not if you're an American citizen. No.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You just saw Alex Jones down at the southern border at the facility in Ghana, where tens of thousands, it'll be hundreds of thousands, maybe millions. I mean, who knows how long this illegal immigration pipeline, criminal organization, operation is going to be working. But think about it like this. As American citizens are standing outside, and this was me last week, it's Alex Jones this week, and see, because we're not part of the sheep media. We're not part of the fake news media, the dinosaur media. We're alive. We got a spirit. We got a soul. So we're saying, okay, well, let's go across the street. Let's get in that facility. Let's not just do everything we're told like good slaves. And, well, let's stand across the street and, you know, we can barely even get a view of what's going on in there. But this is what we're told to do. So we're just gonna stand here. Yeah. Yeah, it's comfortable that way and still get our paycheck. So it's fine. It's fine. Now, we go right up to the facility. We say, why are we being rejected entry? Why are you out here doing illegal criminal activity? Who owns this? Who's operating this? Think about it like this. As you see, the American citizens, Alex Jones, Drew Hernandez, our crew out there, asking questions, and then what happens? 5, 6, 7 security guards from the facility come rushing up to confront them? But now what if Alex and crew decided, we're just going to come across the southern border illegally, we're going to hop into Border Patrol, and then you'll be allowed in the facility. So you see, there's no logic here, there's no common sense here. Why is it citizens are being rejected by this facility and being confronted by a massive security force when illegal immigration is happening around the clock and they're let into that facility to play on the playgrounds and play on the soccer fields and basketball courts and eat the food truck foods that are being prepared? Why is that? Why would that be? Well, because this is organized crime. That's why. This is a criminal operation of illegal immigration and much worse, but that at the very least. So this was our drone footage from last week. This was the closest we were allowed to see into the facility. And so you can see them playing soccer. They've got nice big soccer fields there and they got big playgrounds inside and they got the food trucks set up and all the electricity and energy that they need, and they'll probably never be without power or plumbing, but after our infrastructure was sabotaged and shut down, there's still parts of Austin and Texas and entire condo complexes and apartment complexes and housing complexes that still can't even get their plumbing back on because of the sabotage of our government. But if you're an illegal immigrant, come right on in, come right on into these new facilities. Here's a free bag of clothes. Here's some free food for however long you need it, free shelter, need some water, whatever you need, we got you. And if any American citizen dares try to even look inside this facility, we will send security guards after them. We'll make sure that they can't see what's happening here. you drive through Texas, you drive on the southern tip of Texas, illegal immigrants are pouring through the border. Pouring through the border. But see, if you're driving north on 281, about every 20 miles or so, there's going to be a Border Patrol agent monitoring, making sure there's no illegal immigrants. They're going to have they have entire checkpoints about 40, 50 miles in from the southern border checking for illegal immigrants. So, ironically, or not so much, when they were checking our vehicles, I was filming, and I said, hey, I got a tip for you. There's tens of thousands of illegal immigrants crossing the southern border right now, about 50 miles south of here. They're checking our IDs and flashlighting into our car. Oh, yes. Oh. Any illegal immigrants in there? Are you all citizens? Well, what difference does it make? If I wasn't a citizen, I'd just go back down about 50 miles south and I'd get everything I want for free. But hey, harass me, though. Harass me 50 miles inland. Harass me and my crew, American citizens, but the illegal immigration is happening wide open, promoted, permitted, facilitated. Forget about your politics. Forget about what you think about borders or walls or immigration or illegal immigration. How about just some common sense? Is that so much to ask for? Or is that, no? Can we have some common sense here? How about some common sense? Americans are suffering. We have a homeless epidemic here. We have veterans that are homeless. We have people that are struggling to pay bills. We have people that have been out of work. We have families that can't send their kids to schools. We have families that aren't sure where they're going to sleep tomorrow because our infrastructure has been shut down and our plumbing has exploded in Texas. Thanks, Democrats. Thanks, communists. We have an infrastructure that's collapsing and falling apart in many cities. But what is our priority? What do we do? We open up massive facilities, spend billions of dollars, and put non-citizens first. And so that's what this really is. This is putting non-citizens first. This is the exact opposite of America first. This is the exact opposite of caring about American cities and American citizens. What you're looking at is the New World Philadelphia, a total hellhole. But we won't be spending time and money on infrastructure here and building new facilities and taking care of these American citizens that live night by night in the streets, wondering where their next meal will come from. No, we spend billions of dollars to house and shelter and feed and clothe and facilitate illegal immigrants. So where's the common sense in that? No, the common sense would say, that's an illegal operation. That's a criminal operation. That needs to be shut down immediately, and everyone involved needs to be investigated. But that's if you want common sense. That's if you want to have a nation. That's if you want to have a country. That's if you want to have a sovereign nation state, a republic. That's if you want to be prosperous. Apparently, we're not interested in that anymore. So, non-citizens will be put first. That's the new American way. You come here as a non-citizen, you get the red carpet treatment, anything you want. You're an American citizen? F you, you piece of dirt, just die.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Wall that Trump built, securing the nation, standing up to globalism, standing up to replacement migration. But now, it's all been turned off and the gates have been opened. Look at this. And just about a half mile that way is Mexico, which is completely collapsed in lawlessness, hundreds of thousands are dead, all their guns are banned there, so of course only the criminals in the state have guns. There's this huge border gate that's electric that was able to close this and open it, but now permanently opened by Joe Biden. absolutely outrageous. So all this infrastructure, billions and billions and billions of dollars, all completely shut down. So the Chinese could have their ancient wall, and the old French could have their Hadrian's wall, but we can't have our wall here in America. And now Biden wants our guns as well, as the crime rate explodes across the country, particularly in blue cities. Crime rate in the U.S. has doubled, but 80% of that has been in the blue cities. All of this now, a relic of an attempt to restore our republic before it was completely shut down. This extremely powerful footage right here. Let me look at this shot with the sun and that blue sky. It's a big game. A symbol of America's sovereignty, a symbol of America's security being shut down. While they bankrupt the dollar, while they dissolve the borders, while they demoralize us, while they tell us we're racist and evil on every channel, while they tell us that America's time is over, while he shuts down more of our coal power plants, while China opens new ones every week. And I've seen shut down coal power plants here that have the big electrical wires going into them, but again, no more power going out. This really is the end of America. This is modern warfare. This is how they've shut us down. It makes my blood boil. Back to Owen Schroyer in the live transmission. More reports coming up.
So our country is under lockdown. Our kids can't go to school. We can't go to church. But the border's wide open. And illegal immigrants can house in these shelters. And illegal immigrants can house in hotels, even if they test positive for COVID and move about the country. And the youth that comes across the border legally, they can have in-person learning. A country totally shut down, unless you're an illegal immigrant, then you have all the rights and you get free stuff. But the Biden administration that promised you $2,000 stimulus checks, they lied about that. You never got that. But believe me, that money, that's going somewhere. That's going to facilitate the illegal immigration pipeline promoted, facilitated by the Biden administration. And now you have northern border crossings escalating. And that story is on the Gateway Pundit. So the word is out. The United States is wide open. No borders. Free stuff. Come on in. And you'll have all the cover in the world. And you'll have security detail to protect you from even having to deal with a pesky American that may want to talk about it or ask some questions or film it and report on it so that the world or that the country can see. They don't want you to know about their criminal activity. And the good lapdog media stands across the street like good slaves, not asking any questions. Hell, they're not even doing reports. They're just sitting out there, maybe getting some B-roll. But you, an American, you're shut down. You're suffering. You can't get to work. You can't take the kids to school, go to church. You had it all wrong. You should have come across the southern border illegally. Forget about that. Take your family, illegally cross into Mexico, and then illegally cross into the United States, and you'll get food, you'll get clothes, you'll get shelter, you'll get security, you'll get everything you need. By the way, there was just another shooter on a fort today, Fort Detrick. It's already been neutralized, but, you know, plenty of security here, though. I bet you a mass shooter couldn't get into that facility. So plenty of security there. Don't worry about that. Plenty of food. Everything's good. It's all free of charge for the illegal immigrants. Open crime being committed. I mean, imagine. Yeah, that was footage from last night shot by the True Texas Patriots. There's a compilation of this. Just all night it's happening. And this is the wee hours of the night. That's why you see the flashing yellows on the streets. Because this is late, late night. And you can see them being waved on, being moved about from bus stop to Catholic Charity, from Catholic Charity to bus stop. All illegal immigrants. And most of them don't even have a clue what's going on. They don't speak English. They're just doing what they're told. and they just wanted to come to the United States. Maybe they got family here, friends here. So they now know, they're smart enough to know, all right, well, I can head to the United States and I can get the entire trip paid for, probably even make a little profit. I get some clothes on my back, some clothes on my children's back. I can feed myself and my family three times a day. I can get free transportation, and eventually I'll get to where I want to go, and I'll be set, and I'll be in America then. But imagine if I decided, hey, I'm going to build a facility here. We'll call it a stash house, like the stash houses that Border Patrol is busting up every day now. Imagine if I had a stash house and I was facilitating illegal immigrants in and out of this stash house every day by the thousands. Well, see, I would be arrested. That would be a crime. That would be a felony. Oh, but if the government does it, if the Biden administration does it, then it's good. Then it's virtuous. Then it's allowed. So it's not just that non-citizens have more rights than you. The government now has more rights than you. So the American citizen is now oppressed by its own government, just in the unequal treatment from the non-citizens or to the non-citizens and the fact that you're getting shut down for a fake pandemic. But so it's now all about training the U.S. citizen to be treated like a second-class citizen, training the U.S. citizen that you're dog meat, you're nothing, you're trash, you're garbage. Your only job here is to fund all the criminal activity of the Biden administration. Your only job here is to do what you're told. Shelter during a pandemic. Get a vaccine when it's your turn. Sit down, shut up, fund the illegal immigration. Don't turn your cameras on and film it. Don't report on it. Don't talk about it on the internet. Don't talk about the vaccine side effects. Shut up. That's what the American citizen is told to do. But you want to come across that southern border? Oh, you get everything handed to you. You get treated like royalty. And we're just supposed to sit here and take it. And you watch, there'll be people that write hit pieces about Alex Jones. You know, Alex Jones goes down to the border and harasses Border Patrol, harasses. They're running criminal operations. Complain all you want about Alex Jones or his antics or loud voice or whatever. He's not the one committing the crimes. So you become so focused on your hatred. Your hatred drives you. Your hatred for people that tell the truth. Your hatred for people with a certain skin color. Your hatred for people with a certain political belief or religious belief. Your hatred fuels you. So you see Alex Jones down there reporting, talking about the illegal operation, and that drives you insane. But not the actual criminal activity facilitating child sex trafficking, child rape, illegal immigration pipelines, coyotes, human smuggling, drug running, gun running. All of it at the taxpayers' expense to the tune of billions of dollars. You have no problem with that because you're a liar and a fraud, and you identify as a progressive Democrat liberal, which is really translated in reality, a liar.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans.
healthcare, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
In Texas, this is the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex today. We'll be hearing from Alex at the border throughout the broadcast. There's a lot developing right now. The New World Order is churning out its medical tyranny. The good news is citizens of Earth are pushing back, and they know the whole thing was a scam. Except for those that are brainwashed and have bought into the scam, they're more brainwashed than ever. They're having psychotic breakdowns, like kicking people off an airplane for a two-year-old that's eating yogurt without a mask on, or having hysterical, psychotic mental breakdowns in elevators because the person in the elevator with you has the mask slip beneath their nose. These are the final deranged behaviors of mentally ill people that are having complete psychotic breakdowns. So their behavior is only going to get more erratic and more insane as the New World Order tyranny continues to unveil itself and we continue to push back against it. And they continue to buy into it with their Stockholm Syndrome And any form of resistance that they witness is like poison to them. But there is a pushback. There is an awakening. And what to do with the brainwashed sheep is going to become somewhat of a debate as they descend into slavery and tyranny, and we ascend into human liberty, freedom, spiritual liberty, and common sense, really, more than anything. But it's tough. It's tough when your fellow man, it's tough when your fellow human is buying into all of it. And you want to help them, you want to show them the truth, and they're just not interested. And then they get their confirmation bias affirmed by Big Brother, by Big Tech, with the censorship of all the ideas that they don't like. And they feel good that the southern border is wide open. They don't care that it's completely unfair to American citizens, at the very least, not to mention the criminal activity of human smuggling and child sex trafficking that's happening, that they're facilitating and cheering on. These are the final waning moments of an insane sect of society that is moments away from having complete psychotic breakdowns. And part of the wing of this, part of a feather of this wing, is groups like Black Lives Matter that are now issuing terroristic threats that they will burn Minneapolis, Minnesota to the ground if Chauvin is not convicted. That is a terrorist threat. But Black Lives Matter has been getting away with terrorist activity for years now. Why would it stop now? No, it only gets worse. And it won't matter that George Floyd was going to die from a heart attack, or George Floyd was going to die from a drug overdose, or the fact now that we have alternative angles from the incident and Chauvin's knee was never even on Floyd's neck, which confirms the findings of the autopsy. No, that doesn't matter to Black Lives Matter. They said the city will burn. We want that white cop dead. We want that cop dead, or this city burns. Don't you understand? We're terrorists. Don't you understand? We're criminals. And don't you understand that the Democrat Party and the media funds us and promotes us? So, yeah, these images that you're seeing right here from the first George Floyd riots, the first Democrat riots, the first CNN riots. What do you do if you're a jury? What do you do if you're a judge and you know that terrorists will burn a city to the ground if you don't give them what they want, which is not justice? No, it's not justice. When they say justice, they lie. I'm not really sure what a fair punishment for Chauvin would be, or if he deserves any punishment. It's all been so convoluted. We've all had to sit there and watch the video that the media wanted us to of Floyd dying and stare into his eyes. It was all by design. It was all by design. Divide and conquer. And instigate a group of people that have now been turned into terrorists, threatening to burn Minneapolis, Minnesota, to the ground. And it won't just be Minneapolis. That'll be the start. It'll be all major Democrat cities. It'll be L.A. It'll be New York. It'll be Chicago. Maybe a little bit in Austin. Maybe a little bit in Dallas. Meanwhile, though, where's the story on Ashley Babbitt? Who murdered Ashley Babbitt? No names, no images, no explanation. No court dates, no big trials, no big media coverage. What about Ashley Babbitt? Unarmed, murdered, executed, point blank range. Everybody saw it. Media doesn't care. Politicians don't care. We don't get to know the name of her killer. We don't get to know who he worked for, who told him to do it. Nope, that gets covered up. That gets pushed under the rug. But for George Floyd, a lifetime criminal, a lifetime crackhead, 90% artery blockage, overdosed on 3 different street drugs. Autopsy said he died from a drug overdose. Never had any physical damage to his neck or breathing areas. That doesn't matter to the media. That doesn't matter to the Democrat Party. That doesn't matter to Black Lives Matter. What matters to them is that George Floyd is black, they're racists, and they want to burn the city to the ground. That's what matters to them. And so, in all likelihood, they'll get what they want. Now, I don't know what Chauvin's fate is going to be, but I know what the fate of Minneapolis is going to be. It will burn. Democrat, CNN, MSNBC riots and terrorism will commence. Now, this jury could already be so corrupted that they may actually put Chauvin in jail and say he murdered George Floyd, despite all the evidence to the contrary. Or will it go like the Officer Wilson case with Michael Brown, where the jury of all black people decided that no, hands up, don't shoot, never happened, and Officer Darren Wilson did what he had to do to defend himself and his community. But this will be the breakdown of civilization. The Democrats and their cohorts in the media want it. And the police have basically just been turned into a target for the Democrats, for the media, and now all the Democrat-run cities are a target for Black Lives Matter and Antifa to burn to the ground. So whether it's Portland, or whether it's Minneapolis, or whether it's Kenosha, as soon as the Democrats and the left see an opportunity for terrorist activity, they seize it, and they burn, and they riot, and they loot, and they terrorize, and they murder. And the media covers all of it up. But when millions of people are in D.C. fighting the big government corruption, the actual government corruption at our nation's capital, that's the biggest crime ever. Even though 4 Trump supporters died and police executed one of them, a lady, unarmed, nobody blinks an eye, nobody cares. This is the insane times that we live in, ladies and gentlemen. Only God can help us now. But no one else will tell it like InfoWars. That's why it's imperative for us to be on air, ladies and gentlemen. So remember, shop at InfoWarsStore.com. You like seeing us at the border. You like seeing us out in the field. Hell, if you just like us being on air, it is imperative that you support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Big specials happening right now. Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, 40% off. All t-shirts at InfoWarsStore.com, $17.76. All t-shirts at InfoWarsStore.com, $17.76.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.